This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 6th of November, 1953. The title of this lecture is Inverted Dynamics, Inflow-Outflow, Material, Time, Continued. This tape is 36 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape begins abruptly as did the original master recording.
We have the Thetan in a state of mind when he's in good shape. He's in real good shape. He'll have something in mind like, I have a newsboy. I have a general of armies. What you got? I have a president. What you got? See? And when he's real, not too bad off, above average, he's saying, I'm a general of armies. This is one of those statements. I mean, how the language can be hauled together to make such a statement as something like mathematics tell you that 80 is zero. See, that's about the same trick, but it looks like that in symbolic logic. 8,672 is zero. See, it just can't be. I mean, that's all. I mean, it isn't. Well, there isn't even any feeling like let's see. I don't even think you'd get anybody who was completely crazy. Yeah, they are. They have to be completely crazy to buy this. I mean, this is an identification to end all identifications. Now, if he had a general of armies, he would simply mean this. Someplace in a box, which is about, maybe 15 by 20 by 9, and seated at a cute little toy desk, is a completely inactive general of armies when he says, I have a general of armies. His next phrase to that would be, let's play a game. I have a general of armies, let's play a game. Let's look at it a little bit more, and we find out that he couldn't say, I do a general of armies. Could. It's almost. See, it's one of those maybe. It's almost right. I do a general army because general armies is suspected of doing something. So it's suspected inversely. What's the problem here? The problem is I do a game in which a general of armies is one of the factors. Now you've got motion. The only reason a little kid bogs down with toy soldiers is quite interesting. He gets the toy soldier. He loves them dearly. He puts them up on a window ledge. He puts them on a table. He puts them on the floor and so forth. And then he just tries like mad, if there's nobody else around, to make one side go boom at the other side again, you see. He's trying to do a game. Now, he doesn't think he can have the game, and this is the trap. He doesn't think he can have a game without having a general of armies, because that's because he thinks he has to have a game. Most people are down to this where you have to furnish all their amusements for them. They have a game. They have to have a game. Let's have a game of cards. This is another one of those statements, like 860 equals zero. Let's have a game of cards. How can you have a game of cards? Well, when they try to have a game of cards, they have a bad time of it. They would do a game of cards. But a game of cards is almost matter. What you would do would be to do a race. But people in this universe even try to have a race, which immediately tells you that they have to have something in order to do something. And that have something has to be some other factor than they themselves manufacture. That's all that's bad about it. So it's so scarce trying to get something in order to do a game that they hang up every time on having a game. Little boy knows to be Superman, he has to have a Superman cloak and S on his chest. He just knows that. He pesters everybody madly. And then he gets this cloak and the S on his chest, and by golly, he can't fly. It comes as a shock to a lot of little kids. They can't fly. Every once in a while, you see one diving off a barn or something. Yeah, they do that. Oh, I'd say it happens in the United States on the average of once a week. Little kid steps off a barn, steps off a shed, something or other, breaks an arm, breaks legs, breaks an ankle. But he hasn't yet got the idea about all this. He just hasn't got the idea that if he has something, he can't do something with it. Now that's about the end of it. He's being a body. The best he could say about a body is, I have a body. Now, he doesn't say, well, I have a walk today. Because a walk is known to be motion. But most games are inanimate in this, on Earth today. They're very stationary. Even races are very stationary. To really get someplace, you'd have to do a game. To really have a game, you'd have to do a game. It takes lots of space. Lots of space, lots of motion. You have to get lost easily. You have to be able to retire offside sometime or another and take a breather in order to really do a game, because they have to travel at such fast velocity. All right. In spite of the language, we have a very clear understanding of it with a process. And this is another section of clinical procedure. And this is a very simple section. This is the simplest process you ever did. And this one doesn't wear out either. From clinical, orienting straight wire, which, where aren't you? Down to the point where you got him. You go into the next stage. Do you say in this procedure, by the way, do you really bother very much with this? With exteriorization as exteriorization? You wouldn't say too much. Be 3 feet back of your head. Of course, this fellow obviously seems to obviously have perceptions. He spotted himself exactly. You say, be 3 feet back of your head and look at the room. He does. You would still, however, run this process on him. That'd just be fine if you could get him to exteriorize. But you understand that that's not dependent upon it. And that's not even necessarily part of clinical procedure. It isn't that we're abandoning exteriorization. It's simply we can exteriorize him so much faster. Because if he's in good shape, he does this well. And if he's in bad shape, he does this poorly. And that's about all there is to it. You get him to be messed spaces, one after the other. And you vary it just enough to keep up his interest. But all you're doing in the essence is be the space of your body, be the space of the room, be the space of the body, be the space of the room, be the space of the body. Total technique. Total. Nothing more to it than that. Now we'll get variations on this. If we haven't spotted his past well enough or cleaned it up with straight wire, as we should have done, really, if he's very resistive, straight wire, just straighten him out so that you know he's fairly sane and he's got some of him in present time. You can just start in on this technique. Be space, be space. That works. We're only interested in it being workable. And it'll invert before he gets into and finds out that his flitter's in reverse. It'll invert the flitter. And he's very happy about it after that. And this turns up perceptions. This doesn't turn up perceptions like shooting a rocket plane into the air. This turns up perceptions, however, on a faster upward curve than other processes which you could use. And this one doesn't require any deftness. How do you vary it? To be the space of the body. By the way, would you say be energy? If you want to know whether or not the old redhead's on the beam here, you want to know that, just try some of these. All right. Be the energy of the past. Be the energy of the present. Now let's be the energy. Now let's be the body. Now let's be the energy assaulting the body. Now let's be the body. Now let's be the energy assaulting the body. Now let's be the body. Let's try it. Try it on yourself sometimes. Because you're into having this, and you're trying to operate with being this. And you just go, yeah. This disappear, and it'll lessen somatics, and it'll do all sorts of things and so forth. But if you just want to test this idea of be, do, and have, right, it's right there for you to test. It's easy. You start being energy. Well, being energy, that's all right. You can be energy. You can be anything as far but then find out whether or not it dissipates the energy. You let a little space into it. That's about all. But you can tell a fellow the bee's passed and start being all kinds of pass spaces. People really hate that. By the way, did anybody run that technique as I was running it off there? Who started to run it? Well, how about giving me a 4 upper anchor points of the room? No? Okay. Not that anybody would have been upset by it particularly. That's a procedure which tests the accuracy of be, do, and have as being. Be, do, and have, that of course is space, energy, and matter, respectively. You tell a fellow to be this and be that without much direction, he will eventually just pick up spaces. But if you told him be the body and be the room and that sort of thing, you'd leave him in a little bit of a confusion, because he, to be something that you can only have is asking him to do something which is confusing, because he just can't do that. The language, by the way, is frighteningly accurate. All due respect to the boys teaching semantics, the language is frighteningly accurate. It's just as though somebody invented it who knew what he was doing. Or it is the exact average which we're following on the back track defined by words. All right, let us say we're studying. The only reason we're studying anything here is we're just trying to reverse the series of agreements to which a preclear has agreed, and naturally then we find ourselves dealing with the agreements. Now we find ourselves dealing with the central agreements which undo the agreements which he has made, which wind him up with less power, less personality. That's actually what we're doing. It's very precise, so there isn't any real mystery that language fits it so well. What we're doing is saying here's a specialized center pin in a word. All right. You just ask you to be the space in the room and be the space in the body. Now you vary it by being the space in the room below once in a while, and be the space around the building. Then you ask him to be the space in the street. You get into trouble the second you ask him to be the space of a road. Motion sets up almost immediately. He's got roads associated with motion, like man. But if he's in good shape, if he's driving a car, he's actually reaching ahead of him and pulling the road under him all the time. He's feeding more road under himself than, it's just like he's using a fire hose up there or something. So he's feeding road under himself. Something like a dog going down the road. You know how dogs' legs cross in an X as they're running and so forth. Well, he has this, they sort of spurn the ground backwards. Well, he has this exact feeling about an automobile. He's got the automobile wheels, and in spite of anything the road wants to do, it's moving back. Now, that's not just a self-centered attitude toward the universe in general. That's actually what he's doing. But if he's badly inverted, he thinks he's in something being taken by a car up a stationary road. This is not possible. I mean, this is one of those other things. This is another thing which I hope someday you will find very funny. The idea of something like going and hiring a watchdog to watch you, or something on that order, or it's something having a big brown bear in here to give you orders as to how to think. Idiotic. There isn't anything that idiotic in this universe. That is the most idiotic thing in the universe. Is depending on the road remaining stationary while you run a car over it. By the way, good race drivers don't do this. If you ask them, they're putting the track around. They're moving that track around. They move the track this way and they move the track that way. And then they make the car move the track once in a while when they're in a real pinch and driving real hard. They have to make the car move the track. Otherwise, they're just moving the track around. Driving easy at 151. Okay. What things could you ask somebody to be? You could say, this again is don't be the energy, because energy is havingness. But you could say, just to vary it, you could say, well, you could be the substance in the body. Give him a funny feeling after a little while. He's asking to be that two or three times. Now, you can ask him to feel things. And this is the way you vary the technique. Be the space in the body and feel the extremities of the body. Be the space in the room and feel the extremities of the room. It's real easy. We can always feel, because feeling is condensed looking. You say, now look at the room. No, no. That'll trap, confuse, and bog most every preclear that you use it on, if you would just use it. Now be the space in the room and look at it. And then you would wonder why the technique wasn't advancing. You'll eventually see it. Just the heck with it. It's one of those things that take place automatically, no matter what preclear you've got. All right, we get somebody who's young, we find out that he's pretty well located. We bail him out of the past, we press him into the present, we find out where he isn't around in the present, and the next thing you know, you know you're looking at somebody can be 3 feet back of his head like a breeze, and all you're trying to do is patch up some psychosomatics and so forth, honey. Clinical procedure would branch right at that point. You just take a look at this guy, and you know this is going to happen. He's fairly young and that sort of thing. You make a slight test of it. Be 3 feet back of your head, all right. You there? Oh, good. I says, yeah. I take a look at the body. Oh, you got a look at the body. Well, all right, now let's look at him and see if he can fix up anything that's wrong with him, adjust this and adjust that. So forth. That's very fine. Where do you want to be in relationship with the body? Well, I don't know. I feel kind of good. I think I'll be way outside here someplace. And I'll make the body move a couple of times so that he isn't scared of it. Make it get up out of the chair and sit down in the chair. And tell him to stop by the reception. That's about the end of it. If he's at that stage and all you're trying to patch up is psychosomatic illness. But if you're making an operating thing, you take this other route. Or if you're dealing with a case that is mild, he doesn't exteriorize. He obviously won't. He complains about sight and perception and deafness, and he stutters, and he's got a long communication lag and on various things, and you just wouldn't take that route with him at all. You would simply say, be the space in your body, and I'll be the space in the room. Be the space in the body, and be the space in the room. Be the space in the body. Does it take any particular presence on your part? Do you have to say, be the space of the body? No, you don't. Do you have to concentrate exactly upon, concentrate upon your navel. That's what they do when they orient, when they're doing these things. Do you have to concentrate upon his obitipole while you say, be the space in the body? No, you don't. Does it require any postulate on your part, draped around the preclear like you decorate a Christmas tree? Nope. You sit back there and make sure you sound like you're in communication. Because he'll find out when you're not in communication. Just sound like you're in communication with him. That's all you have to do. No strain, no pain, no strain.
This lecture is continued on side two of this cassette.
Now, there's the stage which we're bringing clinical procedure this morning. You know that exteriorization, when it can be done, you know what can be done with it, and you know what to do with it. Remember that everybody you exteriorize is liable to bond unless you do a space drill on them to custom him to mesh universe space. He's got to be able to tolerate the idea of being messed universe space and taking possession of it and then not caring who owns it. You bring him up that line, you have broken him out of being an inveterate foe and enemy of messed universe space and all the weird significances and so forth that have been flying around impeding his case will vanish. Now, it's true that occlusion is the black anchor points, and the snapping in these black anchor points upon the individual, just upon himself, on and on and on and on and on, will raise hell with his occlusion. and straighten it up eventually and turn his perception. So don't forget it as an exteriorized drill to somebody who still remains kind of bad off. But what are you drilling there? You're drilling his own space. See, and we're not talking this morning about his own space. We're talking about accommodating in the mesh universe space, and we're talking about it specifically and making one whole lecture out of nothing but that, because it is the inverted six, and they hang up below six. I processed a pre-clear yesterday, by the way, where I inverted seven. It actually took me a couple of sessions to invert seven there because we couldn't get on a working acquaintance with these ghosts who gave her the orders. I broke mysticism to smithereens, 50 years of mysticism. Just spattered it all over the wall, you might say, a couple, 3 days ago. And this old lady, I've told you about the case two or three times, just processing that case because I've got to be able to say something about mysticism. 50 years in it and almost stone blind, that's a good test on whether or not we're doing something. And I just use what I've been talking to you about here in class the last few days. Nothing else but this. And, boom, bong, thud, crash, all sorts of things were busting up in the case. The main thing that was breaking up in the case, so on, was the seventh. And as long as I had established where she was inverted, and then the moment I got, I wasted some time, actually, by fooling around with some things I shouldn't have been fooling with. The second I said, well, let's wet up the knife and invert that seventh. In other words, get her to waste a few ghosts. It all of a sudden turned up that she'd been under their instruction for years. And she was sort of hoping they didn't object to this processing. And every night she kind of got orders from them. Boy, making her waste a ghost was one of the hardest jobs of process, and I had to get her to waste the services of a ghost. And then she couldn't get other people to waste other people's ghosts because that was none of her business. Well, I inverted the seventh, and immediately we took off on the subject of inverting the sixth. You don't have to invert it in that order, by the way. I could have inverted the sixth, and then sooner or later would have inverted the seventh if I'd thought of it in the process. But remember, if I'd never thought of inverting the seventh, probably it would have taken an awful lot of drilling to have automatically inverted it. See, an awful lot of drilling. Invert the six. If you don't invert the six, if you don't get the Thetan accustomed to being mesh universe space, if you don't get him out of the idea that something horrible is going to happen to him if he tries to be mesh universe space, you won't get him out of the idea that he's nothing, and he'll never come up to a line where he is perfectly willing to present himself. He has no personality, really, to amount to anything beyond being a sort of a sly and mischievous ghost. Really. Until you've inverted the sixth, because he feels he's kind of a pretense and a fraud. He knows he's outside. He's certain of himself. He knows what he's doing. He can look at things. He's in good shape as far as that's concerned, and he knows the whole distance he's a fraud. He knows he's full of pretense and so forth, because he can't be all that space. Belongs to somebody else. Why does he consistently hang a couple of seconds back of present time and look at the facsimiles of present time instead of present time? He knows he can't have any present time space. He's been disenfranchised. Some of the people you run this technique on will be frantic as you try to run it. So take it easy. Be slow and so forth. The fellow starts complaining to you, by the way, there's an awful good answer on this. The fellow starts complaining to you that he can't see and he can't see and he can't see and he can't see and he keeps hammering at you and talking to you and yelling at you that he can't see. They do this. This is chronic. Pre-clears and so forth. You might rather snidely explain to him that other things often can't see before they can see. He'll just relax while you do what you can. A good example is kittens. They don't see for the first 9 days, but they see afterwards. They get real frantic about it. So you have to sort of lay their fears aside on this because they're afraid they won't be able to see. And sometimes they suddenly see, and it's such a surprise to them to be in a different space and to see suddenly and clearly and know they're looking at it that it shocks them. Into a point where you have to do a lot more processing on them. So just don't bother too much with seeing unless you're really just hammering, pounding away at it, and amusing yourself frequently by turning up perceptions. Now, being 3 feet back in the head is actually saying something else that you should pick up at this time. It's saying, be the space 3 feet back up the head. And if you're saying B, you're saying space. So I've noticed that PCs off the street don't get this through. They don't be 3 feet back of their head. They try to sort of haul their body 3 feet back of the body, or they try to do the weirdest things. It's all very simple. But if you tell them to be the space 3 feet back of their head, be the space in front of them, be the space behind them, be the space in front of them, be the space behind them, be the space in front of them, be the space behind them, be the space in front of them, now be the space on the right side. They go offside, by the way, less easily. Be the space one side, be the space the other side. And the reason I'd say be front, behind, and front, and behind a lot of times, the reason I would say this is simply because I'd hate to run the preclear into an immediate failure. So many of them can't be the space alongside of the body. That's about how they have a difficulty being the space. That's for their bad. And very often you do this, they're perfectly comfortable because you're already overcoming the main thing they're protesting against, which is the inflow of the mess universe. And if they have the a havingness, which is an impossibility, they receive all the flow of the mess universe. And they're afraid of this flow. But if you ask them to be the space, space is something flow goes through, not something which stops particles. See, particles are conditional for motion upon space. So it's a safe thing to be, really, to be space. You get him inverted on the sixth and he'll have perception. You can vary this by asking him to be the space around the house, be the space in the house, be the space around the house, be the space in the house, be the space in the body, be the space around the body, be the space in the body, be the space around the body. Now be the space around the house and feel the temperature. Be the space in the house and feel the temperature, be the space around the house and feel the temperature. You run into weird ones on that one, by the way, very often run into them. You ask them to be the body and feel the temperature. Now be outside the house and feel the temperature. They get their temperature gradients followed up. They very often will turn the body on to being 55 degrees Fahrenheit, and outside, all of a sudden, they will try to make it feel like 98.6, and it's really squirrely. But you just keep it up, and it straightens right on out. Now, they'll talk to you about substances. They'll talk to you about energy deposits, and they'll talk to you about a lot of things. But there's no sense in paying any attention to these whatsoever, because nobody could be an energy deposit. He could be the space in the energy deposit. If you said, be an energy deposit, you're immediately saying to him just exactly what's wrong with every preclear. You're saying, be constricted space, because energy is constricted space. So you're saying, be energy. You're saying, be constricted space. And the only thing wrong with your PC in the first place is he's troubled with constricted space. He can't have space. So let's just tackle the problem directly, and you'll find out that it's very workable as a technique level, and it is the next step to orienting straight wire on clinical procedure. You see, you tell a person to be the space back of his head. You don't have to tell him to be 3 feet back of his head and patch up his body. Be a space 3 feet back of your head. I don't care if he's a step one. He'll remain more stable. Be the space in the body. Now be the space in the room, and he'll exteriorize almost immediately. He's going to exteriorize at all. Savvy? Stay in communication with him. Find out what's happening. He likes to have his hand held while these horrible things happen to him, and all these ridges crack up and stuff starts exploding out to the far ranges of Pluto, and things start falling in on him, and he finds out that the blubber and fat in his body is starting to melt precipitately and so forth, and these various effects very often make it wise for the auditor to hold the preclear's hand a little bit, you know. Don't be completely cruel. Don't say, well, go on, run it. Go on, be that space now. Because this is too restimulative to him. He's done it so many times himself. Okay. Now, do we have that real well? Okay, let's call it a morning. The additional material, which I had better give you on this, continuing this lecture for a moment, because you'll be doing this process, you must realize that we are handling self-determinism and other determinism when we're doing this. And we're handling with this process the highest echelon of self-determinism and other determinism. Because when something else is determining one's space, then he considers that something else is determining his space, and that it's not his determinism that is doing this, he, of course, sinks on the ratio of self-determinism for quite a little while in the process. And you're dealing with the highest level of how does space command a person? How does this universe command a freeware? It isn't by the inflow. It's by the beingness. The universe is. Nobody will argue too much if they're in good shape about the universe is. It only is because it has space. It is something. It can be, in other words. It is space. And it has imposed that space upon a person, even though a person mutually created that space in the first place, you see. And if he didn't, he also might not have. But there isn't any reason why he can't use it. Just because he made it, there's no reason he can't use it. But all right, here we have the problem in auditing this of seeing a deteriorating determinism for a short distance into the session. And your pre-clear is liable to go into a slight hypnotic trance, very rarely and very occasionally as you're doing this. He comes right out of it. But I might as well tell you this rather than let somebody find it out someplace. You could, I mean, not you people, but somebody sometime or another run into this, they'll can make capital out of this. There's a tremendous liability in this. In one point of the process, the pre-clear is so suggestible. They get so suggestible as they do this that you could actually give them, midway through, a delusion or two. You could simply suddenly shove upon them the fact that it wasn't that kind of a house or something of the sort, and so on, and they'd start seeing the house otherwise. You see, you would have substituted your evaluation for the fact that space is all around, all the space around, that he has much to do with his mesh universe space. You see that? So he could be told at that moment also something else. I mean, an invalidation, a certain distance in the clinical procedure, namely being the space of the body, the room, so on. There is other determinism has been re-stimulated so strong that the individual is suggestible, and therefore an invalidation at that time can be quite serious. So it's delicately handled. It's all right. Now, many people will simply sink into, I say many people, a few people will sink into a trance on the thing, and you just keep running it and make them run on out of it. But what else could you tell them? You could run somebody on this process, do some coffee shop auditing, and you could do it for 3 minutes, and they would feel much better as far as the chronic somatic was concerned. And you could have, quote, fouled them up like fire drill. It's not a coffee shop technique. You don't do this thing on a hit-and-run basis. You do it until you pull him out of it. It isn't that he goes into any horrible state of being, but you could, after you run it for 2 or 3 minutes, simply say to him briefly, you feel much better now, don't you? You will be well from here on, and it would have the same effect as an hypnotic suggestion. And he would be for a couple of days, just like any other hypnotic therapy. For a couple of days, he would be better. He would tell everybody he was better. He'd say, I'm better. I know I'm better. I'm much better. Better, better, better. So keep your auditing commands simple while you're running them. Now, it might only take 5 minutes to run him all the way through and put him in good shape about it. But the chances are it won't. You're running other determinism solidly when you're running B. This universe space. And as a result, he will wonder how in the name of common sense, at any time, he could ever send himself any place in this universe. He just know that he always had to have an auditor do it. This is liable to occur to most of your pre-clears in running this idea they can't place themselves around or something of the sort. So if an auditor suddenly leaves one hanging in the middle of the process, the fellow is disoriented. He knows he can't send himself around. And in essence, people who are in houses and can't get out, people who are unable to go further than the office, and so forth, have gotten this other determinism pounded at them so long, so strong, that they haven't any space to move in. But it's other determinism, so something has to tell them to move, and they're not quite sure what it is that's supposed to tell them to move. And remember that this technique incidentally resolves the assumption. And remember that the assumption, when your preacher has complained of sudden shocks and so forth in the past and so forth, is the villain of the piece. That is the engram you'll be fooling with most preachers, the assumption. You can do that with change of space auditing. You can do that in any way, shape, or form you want to. But the assumption is liable to be there, and they're liable to choke and gag and feel things are pressing against them. And if you were to start this face processing and then drop it halfway, you're liable to leave the assumption in re-stimulation. So don't leave the assumption in re-stimulation. In other words, carry it through until he's free as a bird, because it's fairly fast processing. Okay? And that is all.